4. Retailers resilient despite tough Christmas period. Festive events and diversification online helped retailers across Teambridge cope with the tough Christmas trading period. Shopkeepers were hit hard by bad weather, which resulted in several Christmas events being cancelled and people tightening their belts due to the cost of living. However, where festive town centre events did go ahead, retailers saw trade pick up. In Ashburton, the general feeling was that takings were approximately 30% down over the year. Footfall was pretty much the same for all retailers, reported Ashburton Chamber of Trade. The first week was affected by the weather and was generally awful for everyone, but trade picked up for all of us over the following 3 weeks. New products helped stem the downturn, and one of the delicatessens on Ashburton North Street reported record Christmas sales, with panettone cakes helping them to achieve record sales for the festive period. In Tynmouth, Christmas sales were mixed, depending on the items shops were selling. Realistically, sales were down, said Tynmouth Chamber of Commerce Chair Keith Underhill. However, he reported an increase in turkey and tinsel coach trips had helped buoy sales. Increased costs from April with the rise in the minimum wage, along with the review of small business rates, could be the nail in the coffin for some businesses, Keith warned. But he remained positive that most traders would weather the storm. Dawlish retailers had to cope with the Christmas market being pulled due to the weather at the end of November. However, they reported brisk trade for the light switch on and the lantern parade.
Better safe than sorry, say RNLI team. Better safe than sorry is the message from Tynmouth's Royal National Lifeboat Institute after being called out to a false alarm on Sunday, the 9th of February. Tynmouth's lifeboat, Claude and Kath, was launched at 4:20 p.m. at the request of HM Solent Coast Guard, following reports of a person in difficulty in the water. On this occasion, it turned out to be a false alarm with good intent, said a Tynmouth RNLI spokesperson. We would commend the person who raised the alarm, as that is always the right thing to do. We would always rather investigate these concerns than assume all is well when it might not be. If you see someone in trouble by the coast, dial 999 and ask for the Coast Guard, the spokesperson added.
Butcher shop temporarily closes as takings down. Loss of earnings, roadworks and spiralling costs have forced a Newton Abbott butcher shop to close for a fortnight. A favourite haunt for many, Queen Street Butchers says its turnover has dropped by half since the joint Devon County Council and Teambridge District Council venture to enhance Queen Street began. In particular, the shop points to the loss of on-street parking spaces that it says was unwanted. To add insult to injury, the current never-ending roadworks have now spread to the avenue. It has simply killed our trade, and with all the other spiralling costs, we are just losing money by opening at this time, the butcher's shop owner said. As a result, the popular butchers announced on Monday, February the 3rd, that it would be closing for 2 weeks. The roadworks to the avenue and part of Queen Street are expected to be completed by February the 14th, though further gas works in Newton Abbott will take place in the latter half of February. But Teambridge District Council's Executive Member for Economic Development, Councillor David Palethorpe, says he hopes affected businesses, Queen Street Butchers among them, can seek compensation. Councillor David Palethorpe said, "The Queen Street Enhancement Project is progressing well, with wider footpaths improving access for residents. Businesses have collaborated with TDC and Newton Abbott Town Council to utilise £30,000 from the UK Shared Prosperity Fund to promote commerce across the town. It's encouraging to see new businesses opening on Queen Street, reflecting confidence in Newton Abbott's future," However, the current major gas works, especially along Queen Street from Albany Street towards the station, have adversely affected businesses. While TDC did not control the gasworks, I hope affected businesses can seek compensation for lost trade from the responsible contractors.
Lane closure for gasworks. Drivers in Newton Abbott can expect further disruption ahead of a lane closure for gasworks. The closure will be put in place on Walborough Street at its junction with the A382 from February the 17th. Wales and West Utilities hope to have the work completed by the end of the month. Programme controller Roxanne Whittaker said, in agreement with Devon County Council and to keep the local community, road users and our colleagues safe while we work, a lane closure is in place on Walborough Street at its junction with the A382. We will be working as safely and as quickly as we can.
Tynmouth Festival seeks volunteer folk. Tynmouth Folk Festival is on the hunt for volunteers as it prepares for its 25th anniversary this year. Fans of folk music and dance who can attend one meeting a month and help over the Folk Festival weekend from June the 20th to June the 22nd are encouraged to get in touch for an informal chat about the available roles with the committee. Tynmouth Folk Festival is particularly keen to speak to anyone who's good with numbers who might want to volunteer for the role of treasurer. To mark the 25th anniversary, the Tynmouth Folk Festival logo has been revamped with a sparkly silver fish. Anyone interested in helping out should email info@tynmouthfolkfestival.co.uk.
MP resigns town council seat. Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley has resigned his seat on Dawlish Town Council. Mr. Wrigley, who was elected as MP for the Newton Abbott constituency last year, held the North East Ward seat for 10 years and served as mayor. Announcing his resignation, he said, in the aftermath of the general election, it didn't feel right to have an immediate election over the summer. Since then, two town councillors have resigned and we didn't have elections, both places filled by co-option. My hope is for any by-election to be on the same day as the Devon County elections on May the 1st. This would save some £50,000 compared to sharing the cost with a scheduled election. It has been an honour to serve the residents of Dawlish on the Town Council for nearly 10 years and to now be delivering for the town in Parliament.